For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jason Mackey's First 10, a quick hit podcast to get you ready for the day or into the day or sustaining your day, whatever the case may be, a little bit later with today's episode. Anyway, thank you for watching and listening. As always, hope you had a wonderful weekend. A lot to get into today, mainly Pirates-wise. They are our lead story here, taking 2 of 3 over the weekend in Denver. It was quite interesting getting there. They finished off a 3-3 road trip. I want to get into some takeaways from those 6 games in St. Louis and against the Colorado Rockies. But first, I want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there. The interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. You'll probably notice, first off, the facial hair is a little bit different today. Paul Skeens start. I was growing a goatee and I got tired of it. And I figured, well, Skeens is starting. Might as well keep the mustache at least for a day. We'll see what happens tonight. Odd schedule situation here where this is the first time the Pirates are going to see the Reds. An important series. All of the ones in the division are, which take me to the Cardinals series from last week. I feel like the Pirates at least let a game get away. They did some stuff on this road trip that, you know, I think we need to balance it out. There's some good. There's some bad. Maybe more of the bad was present in the Cardinals series. And I wrote about all of that today for a column at postgazette.com about the trade deadline. And I get asked a lot, are the Pirates going to add? I do think they're going to add. Ben Charrington talked about that on his radio show Sunday morning and said that, you know, they're looking at things, ways to upgrade the offense. And that's great. And even if they do, these other things still matter. And we saw them pop up across the road trip. Things that I'm talking about, you know, the Michael A. Taylor bunt, Nick Gonzalez's read, first and third play yesterday, Yasmani Grandal on Saturday, lobbing a throw back to Jarrett Jones. Just stuff you don't want. It's anecdotal, but making routine plays routinely, the Pirates don't do them enough. They make too many base running mistakes. They're taking chances that they shouldn't or committing cardinal sins like making the first or third out of an inning at third base. Situational approach. You know, if you've got a guy on third with one out, drive the run in. Don't swing for the fences. You have to make contact. Part of the thing that was frustrating about the first and third play yesterday was they get 2 guys on and then 2 strikeouts. You can't have that. And then you've got Michael A. Taylor, who has clearly struggled, and you put a first and third play on. Nick Gonzalez doesn't get far enough down the line. He's dead to rights by the time he gets to home. Like, I don't even have a problem with the play because you don't have a bat there. It's a shame that there's not a bat there, and it's a shame that the play isn't executed better. But I understand what they're going for, especially with 2 strikes. You just need to be better with that stuff. So that takes me back to, I don't care what you do at the deadline. I mean, I do, but I don't, right? Like, if you're going to talk about ads, I'd like another outfield bat. I think that's more important right now than first base. I think they can cover first base a little bit better. That's my opinion. I certainly understand people that want both. That's a fair criticism. And another bullpen arm. Because I do look at the Pirates and I think starting rotation, good. Back of the bullpen, actually good. That group had experienced some issues. Obviously, David Bednar early on, Aroldis Chapman. It's starting to coalesce very nicely. Colin Holderman's been outstanding. But these days, if you give the Pirates a lead, they can go 7-8-9 pretty well. I've liked what Luis Ortiz has done to the point that I might consider putting him in the starting rotation. Carmen Majinski, his last 11 2/3, I think he's given up 1 earned run. He was hurt early on by not having a spring training. He seemed to find his form. Okay, well, we've taken care of 5 of 8 spots. Is Kyle Nicholas a 6'7", 6'8" in there? Maybe. Is Josh Fleming a 6'7", 6'8" in there? Maybe. Again, but I wouldn't mind having another back-end capable, I sound like Mike Tomlin, a back-end capable arm to go with that group. In the meantime, better fundamental baseball. It just has to happen. I mean, it's not optional. That's an area of improvement. And they know it. They know it. I'm not saying anything that they're not aware of. It's just, what do you do? How do you immediately correct all of that stuff? If they could, they would. But I would hope, I was asked this morning, you know, will they talk about the Grandal play? I would hope they've already talked about it. But yes, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's just simply inexcusable. Grandal has struggled with the bat. Absolutely. They need to figure out their catching situation. And if he's a part of it, with Jason DeLay coming back and what I know that I need to do with Henry Davis, I mean, I don't know how you can keep playing Grandal. I mean, there just hasn't been enough there, at least not immediately. You know, I'd see what Jason DeLay has, play Grandal while you have to. Henry Davis comes back, you're probably going to allocate at bats there. Like, that's just, that sort of stuff can't happen. All right. So that does it for that lane of Pirates talk. I wanted to tease my story with AJ Burnett. My column with AJ Burnett, whatever you want to call it. It's one of those kind of blurry line things. But I've been thinking about this for a while. What must AJ Burnett think of Paul Skeens and Jarrett Jones? And the genesis behind that column is watching Skeens, watching Jones, watching how they handle themselves on start days compared to the rest of the week. They are two of the most approachable, likable, nice, just good, genuine kids you'll meet. I love covering them. Great relationships with the two of them. I think the world of them. When the game on start day, and especially when the game starts, you don't mess with them. They get in a zone. It's a very cool zone, and Burnett was the same way. I was never around for the day-to-day with Burnett. I've gotten to know him since he has retired, and there's been conversations like Hall of Fame stuff, and I've talked to him over the phone and met him a few times in person. Same way. I used to love watching Burnett pitch just as a fan. I wasn't on the beat at the time. And being able to turn that on and off. And that was the genesis of it. I've always believed that, and Burnett put this better than I ever could, that you have to have a fifth day mentality. You have to have a little bit of you know what in you to be a good pitcher. I don't know if I ever had that, which is probably why I'm sitting here talking to you instead of actually doing anything with a playing career. I'm also 40. That ship sailed a long time ago. But you have to be a jerk. You have to be a jerk on the mound. You have to be ruthless. You have to believe that it's their plate. Get the heck out of here. I'm owning this thing. And those guys have that. And it's really cool. They're only 22. That was something Burnett mentioned to me. It's just sort of being amazed at how much these guys seem to be able to handle, compartmentalize, deal with all that stuff so early in their career. So I hope you'll check that out. I was happy to write it. Always good to talk to AJ Burnett about that. One anecdote that didn't make it in there. Now Burnett watches those guys via highlights. He doesn't like sit down and watch an entire game at once. And so I asked him, I said, what do you think of the splinker? He goes, the what? I said, the splinker, Skeens' splitter, sinker hybrid. He goes, oh God, what are they going to come up with next? Sort of made fun of it. And, I guess he was not completely aware of the terminology because let me guess, somebody's just throwing a really hard sinker and turning it over. I'm like, yeah, basically. So we talked about that and got a good laugh. But hearing AJ Burnett sort of be befuddled or roll his eyes at the name, the splinker, which is fair, but at the same time, it's a nasty pitch and it's fun to watch. It's just an interesting clash between old school, new school. You know, Burnett's not the kind to come up with fun, cute names for things, but interesting nonetheless. All right, some non-baseball topics I wanted to get to. Neil Shipley, my Mount Lebanon fellow resident, had himself a great weekend, a low amateur at the U.S. Open, only the second golfer in the past 25 years and six total to be the low amateur at the Masters and the U.S. Open. Shot a six over 286, two shots ahead of Luke Clanton from Florida State. Just a cool storyline, I thought. I wanted to highlight that. I don't know how often we see that sort of thing. I'm not the biggest golf fan in the world. I always promise myself that I'll be a bigger golf fan, and maybe next year in my transition point will get me there, the U.S. Open coming to Oakmont in 2025. So we're next up on the calendar, but kind of a neat thing to follow from a distance. Jerry Dulac was there. You can check out all of his coverage at postgazette.com. But Shipley, yeah, has had himself a run. I love reading his quotes. He's a fantastic interview. Seems like a really good, honest talker. I like that part of it. But yeah, so a good weekend for him and congratulations there. We're nearing the end. I think this is worth pointing out. Maybe the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals are both coming to a conclusion. I feel like that's kind of fallen under the radar here a little bit. Do you disagree? Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Celtics leading the Mavericks 3-1. Just not talked about a whole bunch. Celtics trying to win a record 18th championship. The Mavs are trying to come back from 3-0. You've got the Oilers and the Florida Panthers. Oilers staying alive with an 8-1 win in Game 4. That's tomorrow. Game 5, Tuesday in Sunrise. But yeah, so almost like quietly snuck up on us. I'll be curious, especially on the hockey end of things. I think that's going to sort of lift the lid on the Penguins offseason a little bit more. The NHL always kind of tamps down that, as does Major League Baseball. But the Penguins have some stuff to sort through. They hired David Quinn as assistant coach. Want to find out what his power play duties are, but the NHL draft is going to be coming up, free agency, all that stuff. So we'll be talking more Penguins in this space, which is why make sure to like and subscribe and get this content and stuff from all of our other Post-Gazette writers on our North Shore Drive podcast and YouTube network. Thanks so much, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded, who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.